Soul Speak Living in Color, where we talk about inspirations, following your dreams, and what lights your fire. I'm your host, Sam Filia, Rainbow and Thunder voiceover. You can find me at samfiliavo.com.
Hi, welcome to Soul Speak Living in Color. Today is episode 4 with Mercedes Lewis. She is an awesome voiceover actress and Twitch streamer, as you can see with the headphones and the cool, colorful booth. She's known for her black and rainbow colors in everything that she does. Rainbow Might Gaming, if that gives you any clue. Mercedes' voice can be found in a bunch of video games, animation, commercials, e-learning, you name it. She's got a few projects and her demos on her website at mercedeslewisvo.com. So you should go check that out. And in the meantime, we're going to talk a little bit about her voiceover business, Twitch streaming, her passions, and any other hobbies that she may have. Just life in general, give you guys a little inspiration for today. So lo and behold, Ms. Mercedes Lewis, thank you. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. Hello, everyone. This is exciting.
So tell us about your voiceover journey so far. Like, how did you get into it? What made you start doing it? And where it's going right now?
So my passion for video games is the reason for everything. I think it's a little different with COVID right now, though. There is an event called E3, which is a gaming event that has all these different companies come together and showcase all these new games that are coming out. And one particular year, Final Fantasy VII Remake was shown off, and we haven't heard about that game for years, and all of a sudden they're like, it's coming out next year. This was back in 2019. And I found out that one of the main actresses actually didn't have a voice acting background, but she landed a main role in the game. And that kind of just started making the wheels in my brain turn a little bit. And I really wanted to, for some reason, I was like, I want to be in that game. It has like multiple installments. We don't know how many, but I was like, if she could do it, maybe I have a chance. So I actually am friends with one of the celebrity voice actors that's been in Kingdom Hearts, Final Fantasy. Reached out to him and I was like, okay, I know you get this question all the time at conventions, but where do I go to get started? And he was like, I want to be a voiceactor.com. Research it and see if it's for you. And I may have looked at it for about a couple hours, and I already had made the decision. So the website wasn't going to intimidate me with all this little scary stuff that it has, like, beware of this, beware of this. Make sure you're doing that if you're not doing that. And I was like, I don't understand, but I'm going to do it anyway. And it was crazy, right? So I started joining all these Facebook groups for voice acting. I don't know what I'm doing, you know. I made a SoundCloud account, put my voice on there, saying a monologue for like less than a minute, I think, just so I can have a sample to send people of what I sounded like. And I started applying for casting calls on the Facebook groups before they became more training oriented. And so within the first 2 weeks, after I did all of this, right, because I kind of just like did it all at once. I just kind of went, I made the decision and I said, I'm doing this. And then I just went. And when I put my voice out there, which looking back, I'm a little embarrassed because I'm like, you know, when I hear myself then and now, I'm just like, I did that. Wow, I was really brave. And I had submitted the SoundCloud audio to a potential client, but then somebody that had nothing to do with the post came in and said, hey, I heard your sample. We want to work with you. And that landed me my first radio imaging spot, my first paid spot within 2 weeks of joining on my
cell phone. That's incredible. What?
Yeah. And me at the time is just like, I don't know what's going on, but I really want to do this. And now I'm like, you did it backwards, sister. Because, you know, they're just like, you did it on a cell phone, you got paid through a cell phone, like, that's not good quality, that's odd. And I'm like, I don't know, it just happened. And so after I had gotten my first paid gig in radio imaging, I then actually upgraded my microphone to an MXL 990. That was my first official mic. And then eventually I worked my way up to the Neumann TLM 103 so that I can audition for like the bigger studio required auditions where they're like Neumann TLM 103 or equivalent. What the equivalent is, I don't really know. I was just like, I want a Neumann. But yeah, so my journey's been really crazy. It's been a blessing. Everything just fell into place. I never knew I had the desire to do this until that E3 event when Final Fantasy VII Remake was coming out. And then that's when I was just like, well, maybe I can do something like this. So it wasn't one of those things that I dreamed about doing. And I didn't even really know that it was an option that I could do it. I was like, I can do this? Like, what? But I do have some background in theater. I did Dinner and Theater Tournament. I did, actress for that for several years. And I was a band geek growing up. And so, like, a part of me, when I became a mom, kind of lost out on the creative side of things because I gave that all up. And I started working, like, admin jobs and stuff. And eventually, I realized that there was something missing, and I didn't realize it was acting and being creative. And so voice acting really was like a saving grace that came into my life because it allowed me to be creative, because that part of me I felt like was gone. And then all of a sudden, like, it's back, and I'm just like, wow. And it's just been, I've just go, nonstop, been blessed, have all these different opportunities coming in. I treat every opportunity like it's the most amazing thing. I'm always grateful. Every time somebody like offers me a job, I get referrals, the auditions go through and I get accepted. It's just been incredible. So I've just celebrated in October 2 years. So it's been an amazing 2 years journey so far in voice acting.
Well, congratulations on your 2 years. That's so awesome. And good luck and skills right off the bat.
Thank you. Thank you. I like to think that everything that I've done led up to this moment. Everything. The business stuff that I've learned over the years with management jobs I've had, the acting part that I had experience with the theater stuff, and also getting in front of people with band, because I did marching band and I was in the stadiums performing in front of hundreds upon hundreds, maybe thousands, maybe it was a big stadium. But that exposure, all of that stuff just kind of trickled in and helped me just grow. And then from there to trainings whenever it's available, coaching whenever I'm able to, and it just kind of came together and I'm still learning. I always tell people, you know, school's never out for the pros. People are always learning in their journey, and that's a good thing because you're always progressing. And you're always moving forward and finding new ways to improve yourself and your business and voice acting. So yeah, it's been, I can't even explain it in words. It's just, I'm so grateful. So grateful.
That's awesome. And there's always new trends, new skills there to learn. So it's like, I mean, last year during the height, I don't know if it's actually the height, but the start of COVID, it was mostly middle-aged and soft and empathetic, and then it started getting young and spunky again, and now it's kind of like went towards more middle-aged again. Them talking about commercial trends,
yeah, and very
going kind of like back and forth right now.
Yeah, it's been interesting and keeping an eye on that. And but you know, that's what's really cool is the fact that there are trends and it's different. You know, right? I like the fact that it's different and that it's not the same thing every time. And that's why I really love voice acting, because every job is unique. Every experience is unique. It's never the same.
Different.
Every time. And I'm like, you know what? This is amazing. You know, and you start to change and improve and get better. And you start to tweak what works for you. You get to discover yourself more and what you can and cannot do. And it's really cool. It's really cool.
And not to mention, this is the best industry to work in ever. Like, the people are so supportive and awesome. You can go to literally anybody and be like, my question. I have this question. I'm a newbie. And they'll be like, yeah, sure, go here and do this. And I know a coach.
Yeah, from the moment I started, I literally had several people take me under their wing and they're like, we got you. And if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be where I am today. Like they instilled this confidence in me. I knew I was ready to go and I was excited. I was like, this is what I want to do. This is where I want to be. But then I had this support system that through the tough times, because it gets hard, it gets very hard, they would remind me, you know, of the reason why I'm doing this. And they would remind me and encourage me and tell me my worth. Because sometimes, you know, you can get lost in the moment when there's things that are happening that are really stressful that you're, because it's such a versatile and constantly changing business, it can get overwhelming at times, especially if you're not used to having consistent changes like that. And so I have this support system that helped me grow, helped me adjust and realize, you know, I can do it in my pace. I don't have to rush, you know, because at first I thought I had to. At first I was like, I got to do this now. But then over time, I learned that I'm going to get where I need to be, where I want to be, when it's the right moment, when I am ready. Because who wants to be in a place that they're not prepared for and then fall on their face and then they never have that opportunity again? And so a part of me at first felt like, you know, I had to get all of this stuff now. There's a time limit. But once I took that weight off my shoulders and I'm like, you know, it's okay if you don't meet a deadline, like a goal, you know, it's okay if you want to make your goal big enough to make you jump out of bed and find ways to like really get creative and get to where you want to be. But at the same time, if it's really, really big, don't put that, you know, unnecessary stress on yourself, because then you can get burnt out and then you may stop. And so I learned all of that as I was doing it. And I realized, hey, okay, slow down. You're going to get where you want to be when you are ready. However long that is, it's going to be okay. You can have years or months or these goals set up. And if you don't meet them, it's not the end of the world. Keep going. Set new goals, yeah. Set, you know, new expectations and go from there. Just don't, you know, put that pressure on yourself. Give yourself permission to, you know, have resting days if you're overwhelmed. Because it's about the journey and not necessarily just the destination, right? This whole journey is absolutely incredible. And sometimes people are working so much that they get really stressed out and they forget that it's, you know, yeah, they have an end goal, but the journey itself is part of the enjoyment, part of the passion for what we do, the love that, you know, for this craft. So, but yeah, there's a lot of things I've learned over only two years. And I'm like...
So, just imagine the things you'll be learning in the next 2 years.
I can't even. I'm like, I thought I could imagine before, and I still can't. I'm still learning, and I'm excited because there's all these different conventions that you can participate in that are coming up for, you know, voice actors and things like that that are starting to open up again and online things like that. And there's just so many avenues and so many different genres to learn. I mean, there's no set path. You know, you go in the path that you want. Oh, I'm getting so excited. I'm like knocking things over. And so, because when I first started out, when I got that radio imaging spot, I originally had the mindset, I want to do video games. But then I realized I don't have to just do that. I can kind of like, you know, I can learn everything if I wanted to. I can really like, and by doing that, I was able to figure out what my strengths and weaknesses were. And then the coaching came in where I was able to focus on character work. That's where my passion is. That's what got me started, is character work. And I have experience in character work versus, you know, narration, which I've also done. I've had the pleasure of doing narration and narrating for audiobooks, which is that's a lot of work. Yeah. And you have a special respect for people that do that for a living constantly. Like that's all they do is narrate audiobooks. Much respect, because
I've done one. So I'm like, I don't want to do anymore.
It's hard. But you learn this as you're doing it. You learn, you're like, oh, you know, this is the genre I like. This is the genre I'm not a huge fan of. This is what I'm kind of expecting to put my time into. This is not what I'm expecting to put my time into. This is where you can make more money for a short period of time. This is going to take a lot of work, but you can get eventually residual. Like there's all sorts of different things that you can look at with each genre, but because there's so many, you're always learning. Always. And I'm like,
I think that's the best part.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I'm always trying to learn new genres, hone skills, but my specific one that I am just like, this is where I want to put everything into. And then everything else trickles out from there is the character work, where the video game, animation, all of that, that's what I love to do. That's where I want to hone and then go in from there. But I got really lucky with the radio imaging spots because it led to commercials and all of that kind of, I was able to learn as I was, you know, with the people that had me under their wing and they were teaching me their ways and stuff. So it's really cool. There's a lot of support. And honestly, it just having the support system that I've had has opened so many doors for me and has given me chances to have people give me the chance that they didn't, you know, that normally they wouldn't. But yeah, because of the support and people being like, okay, you know, check her out, or referrals, things like that, it really makes a difference for my business, specifically with voice acting, is the referrals, where I try to always show up, you know, I show up, I give it 200%. I want people to trust that when they refer me that I'm going to make and like, I'm going to show up. And so that's the biggest thing is I always, you know, that's the reputation I always want to have is I'm there. You refer me, I'm going to show up and I'm going to be there. I'm going to work. I'm going to give you quality. Here you go. And it's because I've learned from people that, that made mistakes. They're like, don't do this. And I learned as I grew. And yeah, I've done some things like the whole, recording on my phone and stuff like that starting out, but I didn't know any better. You don't know any better when you're starting out. When you start out and you make the decision to be a voice actor, you're like, okay, what do I do? And you're just, you have this excitement and the new love feel, you know, and like puppy love stage, I call it to be cutesy, but you know, you don't know what you're getting yourself into. You don't. And then when you realize, oh, this is what I'm getting myself into, it's just an ongoing journey from there. But it's one of, I honestly think voice acting has changed my life for the better, has improved my way of life in such a way that I can't describe, and has really changed me as a person, and has brought this, it has brought the best version of myself out. And I'm proud of that. Like, I'm so grateful. I really am for all the experiences that I've gained through just 2 years of this so far.
Right. I mean, you really just dove right in and learned to swim. That's incredible. Yep.
It's scary, but I you weren't joking. I literally died. And I'm like, I'm gonna do this. Even though I got all these warnings saying, if you don't have this, I was like, that's exactly what I did.
Skipped the whole toe first, like little dip in the water, and you just like cowabunga.
I my husband brings that up because he was like, I've never seen you so passionate about anything like ever like this ever before voice acting. He's like, you've been passionate about stuff, but like to this extent, I've never seen it. And it's real. Like he has a point, because it's the passion and the drive and the desire that is there for voice acting. It's this driving force in my life. Like, it's just all the fears that I still feel, you know, as I go through this journey, because there are certain things that I'm like, it doesn't stop me from doing it, even though, you know, the fears can be pretty big sometimes. The passion is stronger and more powerful than the fear. And so that's why, like, I just dived in, because I was like, you know what, I want this that bad that I'll figure it out. I don't know how I'm going to figure it out, but I'm going to figure it out. And people, you know, people could be like, well, you know, that's not the right way. But the thing is that everybody's journey in voice acting is so totally different that there is no set way or, you know, how you get to where you want to go. It's going to be different. No path is the same. And I had that realization to begin with when I realized how just vast the industry is And that kind of took pressure and weight off myself, because I realized, I was like, you know what? My journey is my journey. I don't have to be like this person. I don't have to be like this person. These people encourage me, but I don't have to be exactly like them to and go at their pace. I have to go at my pace because I want to be the best that I can be. But if I rush it, I'm not going to be ready. So, right. Yeah.
It truly is your business when you can do something like that.
Yes. Yes. It's the best kind of business. It's working for yourself.
Exactly. So now that we've learned your love of video games and animation, let's talk about your Twitch streaming, because I know that's kind of turned into a sort of business for you as well.
Yeah.
Rainbow Mike Gaming. I mentioned that earlier. Yes. So talk to me about that. Like, what is it for you, and what's your goal?
Yeah. So everything stems down to video games for me. So I never thought I would ever become a streamer. Honestly, I didn't think about it until I became a voice actor. And then I started noticing that other voice actors, you know, they would do some streaming here and there. And then a part of me was like, well, you know, I want to specialize in video game work. What if I could like build a community and create like a streaming community, whether it was Twitch or YouTube, because at the time I didn't know that, and I could showcase in a sense the work that I voiced in along with streaming games that I absolutely love. And so eventually, over time, after landing several video game roles, I thought it was about time. I was like, okay, I think it's time that I can look into streaming, because I wanted multiple streams of income. You know, nothing wrong with doing that if you can handle it. And that was kind of like something that was really fun for me. I consider streaming fun. It's really nice downtime, even though I'm performing, but I consider it relaxing. It's kind of like, you know, it's a way for me to step back from the stressful aspects of stuff from life and just chill and play video games and entertain people and hang out with chat. And so I actually just started Rainbow Mike Gaming back in May of this year. And it is growing at a steady rate. Very like, you know, we are very community and like family oriented community. I try to keep my content family friendly. The video games might not be as family friendly because a lot of them are kind of M for mature, but me, I'm trying to keep family friendly. And if, you know, if the content's not, I do 18 plus symbol because it's my friends. And they laugh at me because they're like, you only put the 18 plus symbol on there because it's us. And I'm like, yeah, because it's y'all, not me. So, but we have a lot of fun on Rainbow Mike Gaming. We stream all sorts of stuff. I say we because, you know, I wouldn't be where I am if it wasn't for the viewers, for my community of Rainbow Mike Gaming. And we have a Discord and everything. We all do. We try to find community nights. We have people gathering and building friendships with each other outside of everything because of the community. And so it's just a beautiful thing that I never knew would turn into what it is. I just kind of had this idea. I was like, okay, I want to stream games I voice in and stream games I love. Let's see what happens. And now it's like a full-blown business. And we are growing and getting, you know, content out there. I have a YouTube channel where I post VODs or like random best moments, and there's some really funny stuff out there that's happened. But but the whole purpose of, you know, Twitch streaming is it's something that I love to do, but it allows me to also reach out to a different type of audience from what I've been doing with voice acting. And so it's just a totally different avenue. It's totally different. I really didn't know what I was getting myself in for with that. But just like with voice acting, I did a lot of research before actually becoming a Twitch streamer. I spent probably 3 weeks to almost a month researching heavily on Twitch before like diving in and getting to Twitch affiliate and less than 10 days, you know, like crazy stuff. But it's because I prepped and prepared myself mentally and learned what I needed to do to get there that it kind of just, it worked out. And now it's its own business. And I'm, and it's, I originally, it was Mercedes Lewis voiceovers. I had it as Mercedes Lewis voiceovers. And then I rebranded it to Rainbow Mike Gaming because in Mercedes Lewis voiceovers, my brand, my voice acting business brand, there's a Rainbow Mike. And so people are like, well, if you're going to rebrand and separate the two, but they are, they all are under the same umbrella of Mercedes Lewis voiceovers, and you want to keep them separate just in case my audience doesn't want anything to do with the voice acting part. Mm-hmm. You know, what if they just want to do with the gaming aspect? They don't want anything to do, or vice versa. People in the voice acting community don't want anything to do with the Twitch stuff. So I rebranded and separated the two just so that I can handle it. Not everybody has to do this. It just, it made sense for me because I was able to post different contents to different social medias. Yeah. And keep it organized and separated. And it, I'm so grateful because the Rainbow Mike Gaming stemmed from the Rainbow Mike in the logo of Mercedes Lewis voiceovers. And that's how we came up with Rainbow Mike Gaming. And people are like, well, what does the Rainbow Mike stand for? You know, like what, you know, what, why that logo? You know, what inspired that? And the Rainbow Mike pretty much was just a description in a sense of my voice. Like we were describing it as colorful, fun, and friendly. And I love rainbows. Like people are like, what's your favorite color? I'm like, rainbow. And so we made the Rainbow Mike with hair coming out of it. And yeah, the hair's, it changes colors. There's a purple, there's like a turquoise teal. I mean, it changes colors. And because I have a lot of wigs.
If you and guys so, haven't seen her wigs, you need to go check out some of her videos because they're awesome.
I've got like 8 or 9 now. I can't even keep track because I love dressing up. I love wearing different wigs, different colors. We got purple, we got pink. We got rainbow. We got gray. Now I added gray, which was interesting. People like that one. But yeah, we have all sorts of colors. And it stemmed from the original Mercedes Lewis voiceovers. And then we branded it to Rainbow Mike Gaming. And so, and they both coincide with each other, but they don't. They're their own separate businesses. I want to be able to have the option to keep them separate. So, and it works out really well. I mean, it's just incredible. I'm able to, you know, while let's say, for instance, I have a really busy week with voice acting and I need to chill out with streaming. People know. I'll be like, hey, this is kind of like a chill week. I got one streaming day with y'all, but I have all this work that's coming in. So sorry about that. And people will get it. They'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, no problem. Or I'll have like 4 or 5 days of streaming and then like maybe there's a little bit quiet. You know, maybe there's a brief moment of silence and I'm creating content on the side while that silence is going on. When I say silence, I mean like, you know, like it's not just auditioning, like, cause that's, you know, you audition when you can, but like actual jobs coming in and things like that. Like if it's a mm-hmm. brief moment of silence, I will focus and do content creation with the gaming aspect of things. Because I tell everybody, you know, the video games is the reason why I started everything. So why not, you know, why not do all that? And it works for me. I absolutely love it. It's been a blessing to my family and I. It's opened doors. I mean, Twitch alone unexpectedly opened doorways to voice acting stuff. I've met game developers on Twitch that were like, wait, you're a voice actress. This is a game that you voice in. Very curious. Okay, well, we're looking for people. And like, I had a job. This is really cool. There was a game developer that was live that needed NPCs for what he was working on. He was like, hey, can you jump in and send me an audio file? And I'm like, here you go. In the middle of the night. I don't know how I did that. Somehow I was awake at 3:00 in the morning, but that's because California time is, what was it, midnight? So it worked out. But somehow I was up, I sent it in, and that was on Twitch. And I'm like, this is interesting. So like, there's all sorts of really fun creative ways that you could like create content and get your name out there and go different avenues. It's really fun. I love it. I'm just like, this is so much fun, you know? And they say that you don't feel like you're working a day in your life when you have this much fun with what you do. And yes, there, you have all the nitty gritty behind the scenes and stuff, the not so fun data, you know, all that stuff that you have to do, email marketing, things like that. But for the most part, the job itself, I'm just like, this is so much fun. I love doing this. I love this so much. I don't want to stop this. This is great. This is my life. This is forever, forever and ever.
You never retire.
Yeah. Ever. I got to take care of this, my instrument. So, but yeah, so honestly, the Twitch streaming was unexpected as well. You know, voice acting fell in my lap unexpectedly. I wasn't expecting that. Twitch streaming kind of just happened. I mean, who knew May? That's a random month. I don't know why I started in May. I just knew it was time. And then I was able to actually a couple weeks ago stream the demos of the games that I voice in that are coming out at the end of the year that are a really big deal for me. And I was able to share it with my community and they're like, wow, like that, like, you know, how, when can we sign up? Like, where's the wish list? And so, and it's just been incredible. And you don't realize how it affects people when you're sharing that content with them live on Twitch streaming and it's content of your voice acting. It's really, it's just like, wow, you know? So it's really cool. I love it. I have a lot of fun with it. It's my way of staying creative consistently. And being busy consistently, because every business will have its moments of high and low seasons, you know, and I'm able to bounce between and it's amazing. It's great. I'm grateful. And you know, my community is very understanding. They understand that if there are weeks where I can't do four streams and I have to like maybe go to one or two, they'll know it's because I'm busy doing other stuff. Like I have to focus on other things. And then because I'm able to do that, I'm able to have that flexibility. I try to remain as consistent as I can, but sometimes life happens, you know, but I do show them that I am there, you know, as long as I'm showing up, you know, hey, I'm here or hey, join the Discord if you want to stay up to date on the schedule, you know, things like that. People will know what's going on. Like I'm always communicating like, hey, this week is going to be these streams and things like that. And communication is really important. It's like it's so important because people, if you don't communicate what's going on and you're not, what's the word? I feel like I tell people if you're not making your presence known, right? People aren't going to know you're there if you're not saying anything. And so I kind of just say stuff and people are like, oh, this girl Mercedes is here. Okay, who's she? And then I just go from there. I'm like, what? Hi, how's it going?
Let me introduce
myself. I kind of just popped up out of nowhere. That's how I feel about my life right now. I'm kind of popping up out of nowhere. Things are happening. How's it going? How can I help you today? And but, you know, I always tell people, have a grateful heart. Be grateful for every opportunity you have. And, you know, be as positive as you can for other people because it's hard. It gets super, it can get. This imposter syndrome is not just a voice acting industry thing. The Twitch streaming, there's imposter syndrome there because there are times where I'm like, you know, it happens. And you get this sort of like, you want to remain a light for other people because other people are going to be going through similar struggles or worse struggles than we are at times in our lives. And so, you know, the Twitch streaming allows me to get in front of people and just spread positivity and love. Because I'm very big about that in my community on there. It is just making people feel welcomed and loved and safe and, you know, cared about. And we spread positivity. Like we don't allow people to bully people. Like, you know, like we're not one of those communities. We're just like, yeah. Nah, ban, done, you know?